Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
We just wanted to talk about this because it feels nice. The good dogs are coming home.
Uiteindelik. En dis nie boerboele nie, dis Skotse terriers. Hulle is op pad. So net vir ons luisteraars weet te verduidelik. Ilse Young en haar man Adam het ontmoet in Khartoum in Sudan. En dit was jare terug. Hulle het hulle kinders is daar gebore. Hulle tweeling is nou 3 jaar oud. En toe die geweld uitbreek, toe moes hulle vlug met die tweeling en 2 Skotse terriers. Die Ilse en haar kinders kon terugkom Suid-Afrika toe, maar haar man het agtergebly in Egipte om die honde terug te kry. Hier het ons die heel nuutste van haar af.
Adam, Njala en Ayla is vanavond, of slechts even nacht, op een vlug Suid-Afrika toe. En dan sal Njala en Ayla vir omtrent 'n week quarantaine.
So dit is klaar met 'n vergunning van die regering af, dat hulle hier in quarantaine kan gaan.
That's nice.
Ja, so it's been a massive effort logistically with thousands and thousands of people fleeing this conflict-ridden area. How do you prioritize dogs? And they just felt that they had this life in this country and these dogs were part of that life and they wanted to bring them back. It's obviously also very expensive, but the logistics were just really, really tough.
Dit is net iets wat mens rarig nie aan dink nie. As jy jouself nou gevestig het in 'n ander land, dan het jy troeteldiere 10-to-1. So when you have to leave, you can't just leave the dogs, but sometimes you need to. But luckily, Ilse and her family didn't have to.
Yeah, and I'm just... The fact that you have a 4-year-old, right?
Three-year-old
twins. Now, they were born in Khartoum. They've lived there their entire lives. That is their lives, mom and dad, their home, their dogs. And now all of a sudden this, you know, massive incidents, violence breaks out. The kids, it's easy to say like, oh, leave the dogs, get out, look after yourself. But like, it's a part of your life and it's a part of your family. And I'm glad this has worked out for all of them.
And Ilse said that firstly, the kids will have to get counseling, but they were attached to the dogs. And Roz, I think you can relate to this as a mom. So the authorities and the people in the know had told them that as adults, you need to pack something that's called the go bag.
Yeah.
Your go bag cannot be more than, I think, 8 kilos. They said it's the absolute max per adult person. Dis sonder die honde, sonder speelgoed, sonder die kinders, sonder die kos wat jy nodig het vir hierdie hele trek. En ja, die feit dat man het agtergebly in Egipte om seker te maak hulle kom hier. Sy sê ek, sy dink een van die eerste dinge wat hy gaan doen is hy kom nadat die kinders gegroet het, om 'n koue bier te drink.
It's all on jacarandfm.com/drive. You can go and check it out. The whole story is there.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.